The Obama administration's Ocean Policy Task Force has just released its ocean management plan that, among other things, sets up a National Ocean Council. The council will be chaired by members of the Council on Environmental Quality and the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Numerous federal agencies, including Interior, Commerce, and Homeland Security, will be part of the new council. Dr. Nancy Sutley is the chair of the President's Council on Environmental Quality. She says the idea is to bring federal agencies that have a role in managing ocean resources to be part of the National Council.
And we envision that that would mean that we'll have high-level engagement from these agencies in order to more effectively manage how the federal government interacts with the oceans.
Is this a different approach to have agencies come together on a council such as this?
Well, it is in the sense that it's under the framework of a national ocean policy. We have had a number of ways that the federal government has tried to organize itself over the oceans, but without any real overarching policy framework that we would base decision-making on. So the governance, I guess this is we hope a case where form follows function, where we tried to set up an appropriate way for the federal government to organize itself to carry out the aims of the National Ocean Policy.
Dr. Sutley, where do you think some of the first efforts need to be concentrated? Where's the most critical need for improvements in our ocean management?
One of the areas that we highlighted was the Arctic, which is certainly important in Alaska, but a place of both emerging knowledge and, you know, emerging levels of activity that haven't been seen in the recent past. Also looking at things like observing systems and monitoring, and what do we know about the oceans and how they're changing, and how different activities in the ocean interact with each other. And also, we have also been charged to develop a framework for what's called marine spatial planning as a way of understanding how different activities happen in the oceans and how we could avoid conflicts.
The report's task force called for using best available science and taking a precautionary approach. What will this mean when it's applied to offshore development, and how is that different from past administrations' ocean policy efforts?
I think in terms of things like offshore development, we want to, currently, you know, statutory frameworks for assessing whether offshore development is appropriate on any number of different activities. So we're not proposing right now to replace any of those frameworks, but to better inform the decision making that's made under those frameworks.
And what type of impact could this new or different direction have on offshore development such as oil and gas, and also offshore wind energy projects?
Well, offshore oil and gas development right now is, you know, there's existing federal legislation. The Secretary of Interior, I think the comment period ended today on the, taking additional comment on the five-year plan. I know he held a hearing in Anchorage and received a lot of comment. The Department of Interior has been a part of the Ocean Policy Task Force. And again, I think the idea is to better inform the decision-making that's made under statutes like the Offshore Outer Continental Shelf Leasing Act and things like renewable energy development. We look at all of the activities that may happen in a certain space in the ocean.
Ocean impacts aren't just coming from the United States. How much weight will the National Ocean Council have as far as impacting the way other nations do business in the oceans?
The United States, although we carry on our activities consistent with international law, we are not yet a party to the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, and the task force highlights that as an area which would be important for the U.S. to accede to the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Dr. Nancy Sutley is the chair of the President's Council on Environmental Quality. The next deadline for the Ocean Policy Task Force is December, when they will release a framework for marine spatial planning.